Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Cattle futures sold off in the latter half of the day after going up to nearly 150 in the August feeders. That was the highest level we had touched since the middle part of May. So we're significantly above the 50-day moving average by about $5 here. But we're above it as near as $8 as that August feeder cattle contract went back down to close about 10 lower on the day at 147.37, 250 off the highs. Live cattle were lower as well, down 55 in August, 65 in October, and then the December live cattle down 92. So once again, feeder cattle and live cattle had a bit of a reversal after making new highs. There are some areas down below the market that some people are looking for the possibility of it hitting. There are some gaps in the 111 range in the August live cattle and then the 138 area in the August feeder cattle. So both of those are, of course, quite a ways down from where we were. And that was in the mid July 25th area there. Box beef here at midday was 42 higher on choice at 199.62. Select down 24 at 191.42. No cash developed at this time, but it was 114 bid and 120 ask. And the feeder cattle index is 145.27, up 15.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were weaker across the board here after trading higher in beans this morning. They tapered off into the end with November closing down a quarter at 9.55 and a quarter. Corn was lower for the most part all day long, closed down 4.25 on the lows in the December corn. It's a really disappointing close there. We have not made new contract lows, but that market is working back to those levels. We're only about 2 cents off of the contract low in December corn from just two trading days ago. And then wheat futures, 6.5 lower in Chicago wheat, 6.5 to 7 in the Kansas City wheat. There were a couple of big announcements on the out of the USDA export market this morning. 129,000 metric tons of corn sold, another big bean order at 252,000. And then the export report this morning showed wheat to be neutral at 370,000 metric tons, right in the range. Old crop corn in the middle, but new crop was large at 896,000 metric tons, and they're looking for 500 to 700, so quite a bit above the high end of the range there for corn. And then old crop beans were right in the middle, and then new crop beans right in the middle, but a big number at 1.128. Some private forecasts coming in, less than what FC Stone was last week, and just a little bit higher than what the USDA is. USDA will give us their latest numbers next Friday. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.